T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour one, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan on a Wednesday for you. Welcome into the show. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service, at ease. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Wolchuk and Shia Follow, both in the house, feeling good, ready for a full show. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How the heck you guys doing?
Fantastic, man. Happy hump day.
It's a loaded hump day today, boys.
Happy hump day to you. Yeah, we got a lot of good guests, don't we? We got a big show coming up here. Kevin Harlan at about 2:25. Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz at 3. We'll see what kind of rumoruskies he's got flying around with your Cowboys. NFL trade deadline now just 6 days away. Leah Asimakopoulos is going to join us coming up at 5:20. And at 6 o'clock today, is he most famous for Loveline or The Man Show? Adam Carolla is going to join us here at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Maybe the Adam Carolla show. I saw, you know, he hit 4,000 shows, and he's got millions and gajillions of downloads.
I think he just had Charlie Sheen on.
Really?
That was probably a wild interview.
Yeah, I've never heard it, but it's one of the bigger, more popular podcasts out there, and Adam Carolla's still crushing. It's going to join us coming up in 4 hours from now right here on The Fan. Yeah, Shoddy says there's going to be change, but the change is not necessarily what makes this thing go. Said what makes it go is the execution, and that's what I want everybody to understand. So what's your reaction to hearing that? When a coach says that, what you're telling me is you've tried everything, and now you're just waiting for the players to start playing better. And if that's the case, then I guess you can hope to get healthy and a couple of those guys be better. But you're all coached out at that point. You've tried everything. And you're basically saying, we're waiting on the players to be better or to get different players.
It's hard to have really good execution when you're not very good at something.
Yeah.
It's really hard. It's like, hey, Brian, do me a favor. Hang that picture over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good with the leveler thing, even though you try and move the bubble where it, you know, and then when I hit the nail, I miss and hit the wall.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I hang the picture, it tends to be a little bit crooked.
Yeah.
If I'm not very good at it, don't ask me to hang the picture.
I probably bought a crappy picture to begin with. I'm not good at picking out pictures. I know nothing.
I'm kind of in that mode right now when the word execution.
Yeah.
The word execution is basically telling you that we're not good enough to do what we're asking them to do.
Yeah.
We're not.
We've been coaching a long time. If you give us good players, we're going to be all right. Yeah, but these players, you know, can't help them any more than we have.
Nick Saban said it the best. And that's my Nick Saban, Hall of Fame coach. Da, 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 da. Nick Saban says, damn players.
Yeah.
Coaching's important. Don't get me wrong.
It's about player acquisition.
Players.
And then coaches players, that don't screw it up.
Players can make a coach.
Players make great coaches. They really, really do. There's some guys and gals that coach at a very, very high level. And they'll admit they would why do you go out and recruit? Why do you go out and spend NIL money to go get the best players?
Yeah.
You know, right now you're struggling with some coaching things. You are. Maybe you're a little stubborn. Shoddy's a little stubborn. There's some things offensively that he does that, like, no, don't do that.
Sure.
Don't do that. Don't get cute down there. You got Williams. Hand him the damn ball. Run straight ahead. Block that thing up. You get a little stubborn, you know? And when you start to talk about execution, God, I hate that. Because you know what that tells me? Hey, Brian, you sucked bringing us players this year.
Mm.
You sucked at this. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I did suck. I'm lucky to have a damn job.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what it comes down to. They don't want to explain to you the real issues.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to explain the real issues here.
You know, no, inappropriate and unprofessional.
Yeah, you're talking about the players. And that's why when Jerry kind of called out the linebackers,
mm-hmm.
it was a change.
Mm.
It was a change. He's called out Diggs now, too.
Jerry will be honest.
Yeah.
He's the one that'll kind of slip up and give you something.
We also got to remember that you all of us were standing there at that famous restaurant in Malibu, and mm-hmm. they looked right at us in the eye and this straight lied to us.
Yeah.
And every time now I think about that, I'm thinking about, he's not telling the truth.
Right. No.
That guy's not telling me exactly what's going on here. And he doesn't owe me an explanation. I keep asking. But when the coaches and stuff start to talk about execution, they don't want to talk about what the real problem is.
Yeah.
We effed up getting these players together.
Yeah.
And we effed up in a way that we can't coach them. Mm-hmm. We're not good enough coaches to coach effed up players.
Yeah, nobody is.
Yeah, nobody is.
But you don't want to say the players just flat out aren't good enough, so you say execution.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
You talk for about a week, a month and a half about how much you believe in them, and we're going to get this thing turned around. And then when it becomes apparent that you're not going to get it turned around, it's just...
We've
been inconsistent, you know. The players are good enough. They're just not doing it every down.
We fixed the running game here, guys.
Yeah.
We fixed the run defense.
No, you
didn't. We fixed the run defense.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, are they, hey, yeah, okay.
My God.
Yeah.
They got a defensive
tackle.
Fixed
the run defense.
Hell yeah.
Watch Carolina just run it down your throat.
Shoddy also said you can take the stats on offense and shove them up your bleep.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, is what he said. We want to win, so not impressed with the stats. That's great, you know. And at least the cussing makes the pressers pretty entertaining with Shoddy. But he looked tired up there today.
Well, he made a comment. His wife said he was looking tired a couple weeks ago.
Losing sucks.
It does. And then they've
losing
got,
sucks.
The Cowboys also have just one of the weirdest schedules in all of the NFL. I mean, upcoming, they're playing nothing but primetime days. There's no consistency of like, okay, you know you're playing on Sunday. They got back-to-back Mondays, and they got back-to-back Thursday night games, and they're playing. When's the Christmas Day game? Is it a Thursday again?
Thursday game,
another
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
so they got three of those this year.
Yeah.
So it's tough. Like, the schedule's constantly changing. The time in which you're playing is constantly changing.
Well, if they don't win over the next couple of weeks, they might end up getting flexed out of those. It's always possible. You know, that could do you guys
Sunday night
some favor.
Minnesota game, yeah?
Not having to. Yeah, this I guess the Sunday nights, you're not going to get flexed out of the Thursdays.
Yeah, but. I mean, the Thanksgiving games, and I think that prime game, I don't think you can get flexed out of either.
Okay, he said Wanye Thomas and Donovan Wilson are trending positively, but no confirmation on those. They have opened the 21-day return window for Perry and Winfrey. There's somebody who could execute better.
Yeah. Woo!
About that's time. Your help.
Don't know if they'll play the guy, man. I mean, listen.
Why the hell not, Brian?
Well, I mean. They probably feel like, well, no, we're okay at defensive tackle right now.
We like our guys.
We like our guy. But no, but Carson? What about Carson at corner? What about, you know, what about Butler? I'm hearing whispers that Butler's healthy and ready to go. They're just waiting. How many guys are we waiting on right now?
Are you waiting? Why are we waiting?
That's what I'm saying, though. You look at the problem is that coaches get in this mode where they had a successful game against the Commanders. And it's like they don't want to change anything. Well, now you just had a non-successful game against the Broncos. So, you know, it's been some violent swings with good and bad here. So now, you know, but you got guys available, but to get them on, you have to get rid of somebody. Coaches don't want to get rid of somebody, even though you should look at your roster and go, yeah, we could probably play without that guy today.
Well, the great news is, at least for the next couple of games, you're not up against a defense that's going to prohibit you from going out there and scoring 40 as long as you take care of the ball. Should have a decent chance to win these games. 5-4-1, I imagine the vibes would get significantly better around here if you win, you know, this game here. Then you have a bye and you come back and you beat the Raiders and – Yeah. The Eagles' defense isn't world beaters. The Lions
at home.
And yeah. Chiefs aren't as good as the Broncos, although they are pretty good. I felt like the Cowboys missed an opportunity last night. The Patriots trade safety Kyle Duggar to the Steelers for a 7 and defensive end Keon White to the Niners for a 6. On the Duggar deal, the Patriots picked up the majority of the money that's left for this year. And for whatever reason, Duggar and his agent agreed to terminate the last 2 years of the contract, so there's no obligation. You could have had Kyle Duggar, who would be a massive upgrade for your safeties. He'd probably be your best safety right now for nothing. I just wonder how urgently are you guys looking at this if you're not even willing to give up a 7 for a starting caliber safety who's got a little bit of star ability.
And especially a position of need. They're bad up the middle right now.
You're not paying attention, or you're just lying. Like Jerry said earlier in the day, there's not a trade out there for us right now. You know, this is really dried up. There's just not teams willing to deal players. You guys have a major, you're playing undrafted corners at safety, and you're okay with that because Donovan Wilson, who you're kind of playing out of position, is coming back, and you have
Bell.
You know, Bell and Thomas, just backup level players. Malik Hooker's got another week to go. Like, I don't know. I just don't know how much the Cowboys are locked in and urgently trying to get things fixed at this point. Maybe they have kind of waved the white flag. All right, what else is going on here in our fair world of sports here at G-Bag Nation? Trayvon Diggs might need surgery on the knee. I didn't hear that yesterday. Do you guys?
That was Nick Calvin.
Yeah, Calvin.
I wonder if he was talking to Diggs.
Yeah, I saw Diggs this morning walking out of the Star. I was walking out.
He was walking. Okay?
Looked like he was walking fine.
Was he in a ski mask?
Yeah, was he wearing a ski mask?
No, he was not very well dressed for the cold temperatures we have outside right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was.
It'll sneak up on you.
I think he probably had the heater on in the car. I'm not going to say the guy looked beat down or anything like that, but he was just coming in, probably coming to get some treatment or whatever, you know, but trying to be a part of things. But that's the unfortunate part. When you're out of sight, out of mind kind of guy. A little bit.
He does have the lowest yards per route run or per coverage snap. I think I was looking at an analytic, and for everything that hasn't gone well for him, he's, I guess, down in and down out been the most efficient corner on the team, and you just add him to a list of players that you're missing right now. But, man, it's tough to say. Replacement-level players are just so significantly better than what they're putting out there at a lot of positions. It's crazy how bad drafts and injuries have all combined to, you know, make this group of players so horribly bad after they were pretty dang good in 21, 22, and 23 under Dan Quinn. And it's not like they had elite talent spread out. You know, they were getting the job done. They were well organized. They were, I think, you know, pretty dang well coached. And ever since Dan Quinn left, it has just been deterioration to the point now where hopefully this is rock bottom. But you're going to have to spend a lot of money or dominate a draft coming up in the offseason to get right. Diggs eligible to return on Thanksgiving. I think the best thing that can happen right now is a team trades for him, or you're able to make an insurance claim on the injuries. Like if he does need surgery, could you recoup some of that cap space for next season if they got that contract insurance on there? Maybe that's the only silver lining left is another impact defensive player. Just, you know, career either over or play has declined so much that Cowboys got to look at moving on from him as the best case scenario. A new Quinnipiac poll found about a half of NFL fans say the league is doing enough to protect players from serious injuries and are looking forward to adding an 18th game to the schedule. They also think it would include a salary increase. Is worth the increased risk of injury. I wonder how players look at that. You know, we have had a number of high profile injuries this year, but adding the 17th game hasn't drastically changed it. You've always had these. What's the limit on it? 18, 19, 20? Do you really need preseason games? Could you seriously see them getting to 20 at some point?
No, I don't think it'd go beyond 18. I think 2 preseason games, 18 regular season games kind of, I mean, you never know. I guess, you know, the money talks, but I think 18 would be the cap. Because you already have players that were not loving the 17. Now you go to the 18, and they'll be okay as long as that helps their wallets. You know, if they're getting a share of that. But I think 18-2 preseason games kind of the sweet spot.
It's going to go up. I think the compensation would go up like 6%. That's a pretty good chunk of change for adding the 18th game. The poll also says we're in favor of moving the Super Bowl one more weekend back, which would put it on President's Day weekend and give you that Monday off.
That's
a no-brainer right there, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
That's so big on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's exactly what you want.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, Stars are suing the Mavericks back. This story is fascinating. We'll have Leah Simakopoulos coming up at 5:20. She'll join us and break that down. I've been trying to get a great handle on exactly what's going down. The Mavs are saying you violated...
Read all 250 pages of the document?
No. I've read a couple of stories on it, though. Yeah. Whenever you get into legal type of situations, like a couple of words, and I just gloss over. And I'm like, it feels like I'm back taking the SAT. Yeah. And I'm
a little overwhelming.
The words just bounce off your forehead. Back onto the screen.
That's a good way to describe it. But... I think what a lot of it comes down to is the Mavs and Stars had a great relationship and things didn't need to be so formal and official. And it's like, yeah, you do what you want to do. We're going to be partners here. And when the Adelson family takes over now, they're looking at things much more shrewdly from a pure business perspective, from a casino management perspective. And by that, I mean every contractual agreement we have is for us to pursue maximum financial exploitation of whoever, whatever party we're involved in. So they're bringing up, you know, a contract that goes back 25 years and moving the HQ out of Dallas in 2003. That just seems bizarre that would even be enforceable. They also claim the Stars have obstructed maintenance and improvements to the AAC. The Mavs feel like the Stars are bailing out of an agreement to continue the upkeep. And because of that, they've withheld tens of millions of dollars from in-arena revenue going back to October of 2024, and it's been brewing. I'm surprised with the amount of money involved that's taken this long really to go public. The Stars saying in their statement, after a quarter century of partnership, the Mavs now take issue with the location of the Stars office in Frisco, which the team uses in conjunction with its principal office in downtown Dallas. This change in position is solely to enrich one party. The Mavericks and their actions show no concern for the negative impact on the Dallas community or the future of the AAC. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy to be anti-Adelson and Dumont at this point. And the way this story reads, it seems like the Mavs are the bad guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, it kind of seems like they're cherry picking. They found this clause and okay, let's go ahead. And now I guess the city backed them, so that kind of made me think, well, maybe they were. I don't know, but I do kind of look at the Mavs kind of being the bad guy in this one.
Yeah. So we'll let it play out and we'll get more details from Leah Simakopoulos coming up at 5:20. Okay, we got legendary play-by-play man Kevin Harlan coming up next here. We'll talk Cowboys, we'll talk NBA with him and go all the way until 7 o'clock tonight here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, Stars president Brad Albert said the team's business would suffer significantly. Quote, it's really sad that a relationship has turned into this for no reason. The Stars are not the Dallas Mavericks' enemy, never have been and never will be. We want to work together with them and run a really good sports and entertainment business at this arena. We want what's best for them. If they want to build a new arena, and he says, we're not trying to take interest away from the Mavs. We're not trying to take position away from the Mavericks. And it's just unfortunate. It's the biggest disappointment in my career. This just goes along with everything this Adelson family has done. Trading Luka, becoming maybe the most disliked sports family since the Hicks. You know, just as far as your trust. And it goes to how they don't have their finger on the pulse of the community at all. And, man, I wish we could go back in time. I know Mark Cuban already regrets selling this team to them for several reasons.
I wonder how many of these owners really aren't sports fans. I wonder how many. I mean, it used to be that ownership of these teams really were fans. They really love the teams. They love the cities. They love to do all that. I don't know if we have that anymore. I mean, you've got so many of these groups that have multiple teams. Are they fans? Or are they doing this for a business? I think we unfortunately have a group here that aren't fans.
No, this definitely seems business.
Venture capitalists, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not a, you know, and I think Mark Cuban was a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a fan of the NBA. I think he was a fan of his team. You know, he'd do anything for his team. I don't know if these folks necessarily will do anything for, you know, they don't care about us.
No.
They really don't. And that's why I'm saying when you have an ownership group that doesn't care about the fans, what do you got?
And, I don't understand this lawsuit either way. That well, right? So I'm totally open-minded to more information coming out that proves they're actually in the right and the Stars are trying to worm off the hook for previous obligations. Like, I don't want people going back on contracts, but the way that it reads to me is the Mavs and Stars have had a great relationship and a handshake would get it done, very much in the North Texas way of doing things, you know, mm-hmm. Jerry Jones way of doing things. And if that's the case, as years and years are going by, there could be things that could come up that one party wouldn't appreciate about the other, but they're not going to pursue legal action against each other because they're co-tenants and they have a respect. You do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then a new party comes around and gets involved. And now they're going over these contracts and looking for ways they can leverage that into lawsuits.
Absolutely.
To try to take millions and millions of dollars from your business partner and your neighbor. It does seem very weird that, this is happening now, and I just hope that it's not what it looks like. And if it is what it looks like, I hope this is part of things blowing up so bad that they would want to sell the team, not move it. I know that the conspiracy is out there from some people who insist what the Adelsons are doing right now is trying to piss off everybody so much that we want them to leave. We want them to take the team to Vegas.
We've talked about that a bunch.
That would surprise me.
Let's go ahead and trade the player that you guys love, and now we're just going to sour everybody, threaten to move, and go ahead and make the Stars look bad and all this. The timing of it's just very sketchy.
All right, let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day champion. Buddy, how we doing?
We're still standing by for the great Kevin Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a busy man calling a lot
stand
of games.
By. Yeah, stand by on that one. I believe this would be day number two. No, yeah, day number two going for. This is day number one going for two.
Yeah, looking for two.
Yeah, day number one going for two.
He's a new champ. Yeah, new champ.
That's me.
new champ.
Yeah, the Fan After Dark with Fred Davis and his special co-host Blake Elliott. Blake, a younger fellow, wet behind the ears, we call a young whippersnapper right here, claims he has no idea who Monica Lewinsky is or what she's famous for.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to hear about my KU Jayhawks after I'd already said that they're terrible. But no, Blake comes in swashbuckling, loud, not listening to even the slightest bit of radio on the way in. And then just slaps me around for 3 minutes straight after I'd already said, I know.
I Monica Lewinsky'd you.
No, you didn't. No.
Is that the right way to use it?
No. In fact, I would not want you to Monica Lewinsky me.
Oh, how about that? Shots fired.
I would not want you to Monica Lewinsky me.
I mean, it's just, it is so good.
We moved for clarification last night in Crosstalk. What did you think that meant? And he totally avoided the question.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even, like, even his response didn't make any sense for the way he used it.
Well, then he did say that he's going to wear a dress on Friday for Halloween.
Yeah.
And dress like Monica Lewinsky, but just might leave off the stain.
Wow. Quite a scene as we're joined now by a legendary play-by-play man, NFL on CBS. Of course, longtime NBA on TNT. He's calling NBA games now for Amazon Prime. And Westwood One, NFL Radio. He'll be on the call Monday night for Cowboys Cardinals. Our favorite, Kevin Harlan, joining us now. Once again on the Fan, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but the first thing I hear is Monica Lewinsky in the dress. That's a nice way to begin a conversation.
Well, we have welcome in. You know how we're doing. We're getting older. We have a young broadcaster who did not understand the Monica Lewinsky reference, and he actually said he had Monica Lewinsky'd his co-host, thinking it was some way of badgering or abusing. I'm not sure, but yeah, it was used out of context.
Imagine if he Marv Albert'd his co-host.
Now, hold on now. Hold on.
Sorry. Should ate that one.
Kevin, let's shift to baseball before we offend any more of your colleagues.
Okay.
Over here to sports. Massive up and down season. Let's start with the Cowboys. The game of the year might have been the tie against the Green Bay Packers. Do the Cowboys look like a playoff team to you right now as you evaluate them?
Well, they've got superstars, and if they can keep those receivers healthy and continue a running game, quarterback is playing well, as we know, and the overall overarching picture, I would say, of the Cowboys is strong. Washington doesn't seem to be what they were, which is good. Philly has a susceptibility to them that I think that may not have been present at this time last year when they were rattling off, 11 or 12, 13 consecutive wins and looked unbeatable. They quickly have turned the corner defending a title and have seen that it's a little bit different now, and they've lost a lot of players. So, you know, everyone talks about the Cowboy defense and where it is not and what maybe they could do before the deadline. A lot of focus on the Parsons trade, clearly, and the ramifications of that. You know, the team is probably, like a lot of teams, just now beginning to get a grip on what they are and what, you know, they can do. So, like, last week, this week, next week, I think that's going to give us an indication. I would like to think that the Monday night game coming up against a solid, not great, not bad, but kind of a solid Arizona team will give them more definition for what they feel they need to do, where they are and what they can possibly get ahead. One of the issues is the conference is strong. Green Bay, Detroit, maybe even, I don't know, Chicago, that they're clearly on the fence, but the two teams are going to come out of the seven from that division. Rams are playing great. Philly's going to clearly be in that conversation. Then you got a team from the South, and that might be Tampa Bay. You know, I don't know. I think there are too many questions with a lot of teams, not just not just the Cowboys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But a lot of teams now to figure out, you know, where that compass is pointed. But the one thing they can hang their hat on, they've got some explosive playmakers on both sides of the ball. In particular, their quarterback just is getting rave reviews for the totality of his season so far. And that's a good place to start to think if a team is going to make that stride and get to the postseason.
Is this team, you know, worthy of being aggressive at the trade deadline for then, in your opinion, with this offense?
You know, that is a good question. I don't know that I know the team exceptionally well right now as I'm just getting into my work this week. I saw them week one Thursday in Philadelphia, and they look great. And they have subsequently put together some incredible performances, not the least of which was the explosive display against Green Bay. Even though it was a tie, they still had to know that with all the hoopla around Micah coming back and the pressure and the national eyes on that game, that they answered them point for point. And I would think that would be a pretty empowering thing. They are clearly in the upper half of the NFC, and so much can happen between now and even December 1st, a month after the deadline, and we get into the kind of the ramp up final stage, the stretch run of the season. I just don't know how you can say that they're not a contending team at this stage. Record out the door. I just think that they've got enough there on their resume to show that they can explode at any time. And you know, first year head coach, I mean, there's a lot of stuff at play here. But you know, there are some signs which are pointing straight up, and there's no denying it. And there are others that say, well, you know, they're a little leaky on one end of the ball, and that's got to be fixed, and that's got to be tightened a little bit. I just don't know if for certain. There are some teams that you feel right now have got everything that they need. Green Bay being one of them, who the Cowboys tied at 40, but Green Bay is one of them. I don't know how you can shut the door on Philly just by virtue of what they've done and when they need to play well, they have. They got a big game in Green Bay, by the way, coming up in a couple weeks as the Eagles go to the Packers on Monday night. So we got some big games ahead of us and a lot more to this season to be written. We're 7-8 games in right now for some teams and we're just now reaching, you know, the turn in the season and these next 2 weeks, I think, will give us more answers than questions about where the Cowboys are.
So with all the different games and stuff that you got, your schedule's loaded, how many nights a week does Kevin Harlan sleep in his own bed?
Well, now that the TNT situation is gone and Amazon has really given me a great one game a month schedule until I get to January and the end of the NFL season, a lot more. I mean, I have probably by this time at TNT would have done 5 NBA games, maybe 6 by this point, a couple preseason, couple regular week, and then 2 again this week. And I've got 1 in October, 1 in November, and 1 in December with Amazon by design. So I'm getting a lot more time at home, which is exactly what we wanted it to do. I quite frankly, I was, after the TNT run, I was content. I had put in 38 years in the NBA and had enjoyed basically the entirety of Michael's career, all of Kobe's and all of LeBron's. Got to call a bunch of Dirk. You know, saw the end of Bird and Magic, and then have seen the beginning of Gilgeous Alexander and Wembanyama, and I feel like, you know, I was pretty satisfied. And then Amazon came along, and they've made it very easy for me and my family, which I appreciate more than I can express. And I can still be involved in the league, but have a cut down schedule, which is exactly what I want. It's been a great beginning.
Do you have a game that you've done in Dallas, whether it be Cowboys, Mavs, that stands out to you more than any other?
Well, some of those Luka games, you know, were pretty special. You know, when he was going and that place is rocking, you know, those are some pretty big games. I don't know how anybody can at any level and that covers any sport can't sit and watch that kid play and not think, oh my God, like this is it's like we've never seen this kind of performance before, and with a body like that and a style like that and everything else. So those have been pretty good. There was a McGrady dunk over Sean Bradley back in a playoff game on an afternoon. It was pretty devastating for the Rockets. And then I've done a lot of Cowboy games. We did the first game in Dallas after 9/11. You remember the NFL took a weekend off after 9/11, and our crew, and I think I was with Randy Cross or Craig James, and I cannot recall right now, but maybe Sam Weich actually. And the first game that we did was the Cowboys. I forget who they played, and that was the first game after 9/11. That was a pretty memorable game for all the reasons you might expect, certainly. And so, no fun memories of doing NBA and NFL down there, and I've always enjoyed my family. Is my wife's family is from Texas, and so we've got a lot of connections to the state.
Hey, Kevin, you know, I worked with you and I've always talked about this. I worked with your dad in Green Bay, and I remember when he told us, Ron Wolf and all us, like, go ahead with the Reggie White signing and all that, that he was going to come up with all that. He had to be pretty happy about that whole thing with Michael Parsons making a big old move like that, right?
Well, you know, it was like when Charles Woodson joined him, and then you refer clearly to probably the most historic move the organization had made, aside from drafting Rodgers and trading for Favre, but that was a sign Reggie White, yeah, who basically they had agreed to a deal. The players in the league had agreed to free agency, and he'd played 8 years
right
with the Eagles and was the number one target of every team in the league. And he had basically said yes in Detroit, but he had promised the Packers, and as he had always said, my word is my bond.
Right.
when he promised the Packers that he would make a trip to Green Bay and hear their pitch, and his agent at the time said, well, that's great. I'll stay here, work out the details. You go fulfill whatever you think you need to fulfill in Green Bay. Get back to Detroit. We'll sign the deal and we'll go celebrate. And then he got to Green Bay, and Ron Wolf took him to a Red Lobster.
And
that's basically where he sold him on the Green Bay vision. And they paid him $14 million over 3 years, and he brought him a world championship, changed the complexion of the organization literally and figuratively. Players of color did not want to go to Green Bay and play. And when Reggie White went there as a free agent and signed with the Packers, it changed the organization as much as Wolf getting hired, trading for Favre, and drafting Rodgers. It was that kind of a monumental thing, because it showed players that regardless of color, you could go to Green Bay, be incredibly happy as a player there, but as a person there. And that was huge.
Now, your dad did a great job. Your dad gave us everything that we needed to be successful up there. And I tell you what, it was a great honor to work for him. It really, really
was. Well, you're kind to say that. And he loved the people that he was with, including you and everybody that was there in his regime. He was there for 21 years.
Yeah.
His president, 37 years in the organization, beginning as assistant general manager. He left the Cardinals in the late 60s when they had Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Kurt Flood, Roger Maris, like all those, Tim McCarver, all those great players were with the baseball Cardinals, but he didn't like to travel. And then he went to Green Bay to become the assistant general manager with Dan Devine, who left the University of Missouri and took the Packer job. And then they kept him around. So he worked under Bart Starr. He worked under Forrest Gregg, Lindy Infante. And then eventually they named him president, and he hired Ron Wolf, and they hired Mike Holmgren, and the rest is history.
Well, brilliant job by Amazon to pick you up. We're excited to hear your basketball calls once again. Can't wait to hear you Monday night, Westwood 1, Cowboys, Cardinals. The great Kevin Harlan, salute to you, sir. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to getting down there on Monday. Take care.
Let's go. All righty. Top 10 at 2:40 coming up next. Well, Chuck, you want to snuggle this in here?
Let's snuggle. What are the top 10 foods you should never eat on a plane? That's next.
Thank you, Lucius. We got 6 days to go until the NFL trade deadline. Insider Jordan Schultz is going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. It's been a very interesting day of speculation around Myles Garrett and how frustrated he is there, what his contract looks like. It appears to be very palatable, and I would love to find out the Cowboys are making a hard push to send two ones, maybe even something else, to Cleveland to get this done. We'll talk more about that coming up at 3 o'clock and at 3:20 and Cowboys Twitter. Here's Wolchuk with your top 10.
All righty. Well, the Eagles did just make another move. They are sending John Mechie in a sixth-round pick in 2027 to the Jets. Jets are giving them back Michael Carter, the corner, who can play nickel for them. So he can move into the slot, allow Cooper DeJean to move back outside. So it's a little pick swap there with seventh-rounders. Seventh going back to the Eagles. And the Jets are getting the sixth in Mechie, whom, I mean, the Eagles just traded for in the offseason. So Howie Roseman, always in the mix. Not every move works, but you got to respect the way Howie goes about his business. All right, I saw this story today. A lady was on a 16-hour flight, and she documented this, put it on TikTok. It's got 1.2 million views. And she was in the window seat, and the two passengers next to her were just indulging in hard-boiled eggs and, I guess, steamed broccoli.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Okay, the broccoli is too much, man.
Yeah.
That's way you over the top at this point. You trolling? Is there a camera around?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has got to be a social media bit.
I mean, she films them and her whole face.
Eggs and broccoli. Who does that?
It's just rude.
That's not even a meal.
It's just rude.
Nobody eats that.
You just see all the shells.
You got a competition that have been coming up? What are you doing?
Disgusting. Just been boiled off the eggs, peeled off the eggs there. And then I don't even know what they did with this broccoli, like how they even were able to. Did they steam this before and had it in a bag? I don't know.
You can
know.
Eat it raw?
It's just gross.
Broccoli, asparagus, cabbage, those things kick up.
Crazy.
Yeah. Blow you out.
So I'm thinking, all right, what are the top 10 worst foods to eat on a plane? And I do think, like, plane etiquette, there are people that probably should go to class for this. A lot of people don't understand what's proper etiquette on a plane.
There should be a plane etiquette course before you take flights, Wolchuk, and you should have to get it updated like every decade.
Agreed. You know? Like, we need to do, don't be, you know, hitting the back of people's hairs, chairs. Honestly, the whole like leaning back bit, sometimes you're leaning back into somebody's chest. I mean, it's like, can we... We need to do a better job of our flight etiquette out there. But
I don't think those seats should lean back, to be honest with you.
I'm with you, man.
It just invites too much chaos.
It's just, and somebody's going to get ticked off. It could start a fight. The armrest, like, what do we do about this? I mean, this is just, and I love broccoli too, 214, but yeah. We're not doing this on planes.
You should make it your goal to not even touch the chair in front of you, you know? But a lot of people grab it and pull it back to get up.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what's going on here?
Why are you doing that?
I'll say this, though. I think people are real comfortable sitting in their seat with how wide their knees are.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's like, another thing.
Like, you're a lot of folks out there are violating leg space.
Be respectful.
They're going into like, you know, and tall guy, you know, I really do my best to try and, you know, slide as far to my right as I can if I'm next to the window. Or not, you know, not have that contact.
Yeah.
There's people that just don't care. They plop down in there like they're at home in their Easy Boy recliner.
Absolutely.
You know?
It is a cesspool of lack of awareness.
Yeah. I mean, 469, sat next to someone with butter chicken and extra garlic naan. Might have been my wife. Not pleasant. And I'm with you. You're not eating Indian food on a plane. There's too many scents there.
Yeah.
As delicious as it is, we can't be doing that on a plane.
I'll tell you what, if you're throwing out like any type of seafood.
Seafood, 100%.
Yeah. If you're throwing in there a tuna fish sandwich.
Absolutely.
If you're throwing in there some type of boiled shrimp.
An egg sandwich.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
Can't do that.
Brussels sprouts being texted in, sloppy
Man,
Joes.
Man, it's the right tuna, though. It might make me hungry.
Mm. And I love tuna.
If your tuna fish sandwich is smacking, though.
But,
it's not just out of the can and on the bread. Like, you put some work into it, you know, just some seasoning into it. It might make me hit, though.
Yeah, let me get a bite of that.
it's going to smell.
I just think any time that you bring any type of fish product on a plane, you're asking for trouble.
Sardines and crackers.
Shouldn't leave your house, geez. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, planes really should just be for snacks.
Yeah. Well, so in on
I hate
this
the
list.
Fact
16 that, hours, though, bro.
I hate the
oh,
fact.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Yeah. I don't go far.
I hate
usually.
The fact they don't feed us on planes anymore. I hate the fact they don't feed us on planes.
It just has to be a longer flight, and they will feed you.
Yeah, the longer flights.
The longer flights
but,
now.
But I feel like that we've flown out to L.A. a bunch and stuff like that. How about a sandwich?
Yeah.
How about you know, it's a three-hour flight. You're just going to give me, like, one ginger ale, and that's all I get.
They want you to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Oh,
it sucks.
I did. I spent damn near $100 on charcuterie board.
The charcuterie, man. Yeah. You got sacked on that one.
Yep.
I tell you, the charcuterie board was damn good, though. Mm. It was good, but I didn't expect to spend $100 on it.
Not good.
I didn't know that's
not good.
They didn't tell me how much it was. And I looked down at my phone and it went
they don't play.
It went $97. Yeah. I go, what did I just do?
That's unbelievable.
And I go, man, it was pretty good though.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Number 10 on here is actually goldfish. And the issue is they say that have you ever stepped on one of the goldfish and now that is everywhere?
That's dust.
Okay.
That's dust.
So, like the dirty nature of that. And I guess that could go with like other chips. Like hummus is an honorable mention. Hummus. Yogurt.
Okay.
Jerky.
You got cleaning people for this, though.
Jerky, I didn't really get.
It's my job to clean the plane.
Jerky kind of smells like a fart.
Have you guys ever had this problem, though? Have you ever been served yogurt like as a meal? Okay, you're flying and then you try and open it up and because of the altitude.
Oh, yeah, it bursts.
It bursts.
That makes sense.
So you got to be mindful, like, open that thing on the person next to you or way in front of you is what you do. But that thing just, it just kind of gets all, it just, boom, it explodes. On
Nine is bananas, another, like, juicy fruits.
I was trying to say it a nice way.
Nah, I see where you was going. I was watching
trying,
you,
bro. I was trying, Lucius. I really was.
See, how are you going to finish?
Eight is salami and other meats. It can be stinky.
That could be. Yeah, salami can be stinky.
Seven, anything with onions and garlic. Just don't do it. Mm. That's going to be potent. So is cheese. Number six is cheese.
So the Philly cheesesteak's kind of out of bounds here.
Well, I think it's more so like the blue cheese, you know, the really pungent. Philly cheesesteak also, it could be stinky. That could be a stinky
Peppers
one.
Peppers and onions. Could be a really good smell, though.
Right?
So,
Five is pistachios or anything with shells.
Oh, come on, bro.
It's going to be loud. One, it's going to be loud. What are you going to do with those shells?
Yeah.
Just going to put it right under my seat.
Like, if it's shelled pistachios, right, I don't think there's an issue there. But if you're, like, having to use your teeth, now you're trying to get the pistachio out of the shell, and then what do you do with
shell? Ask for a coffee cup. Ask for just a paper coffee cup.
They got
and
that
put
bag, the throw-up bag in the front, too, right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Use that joint.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Four is tuna.
Yeah.
3 is fried foods.
I'll crash out on them nuts. I don't care. I'm cracking the nuts.
Crack them nuts.
Yeah.
Fried foods are great, man. You get some chicken strips or something.
It's this. It's the. Terminal? And I think it's mainly the fried fish, but like other fried foods can. Yeah. It can get.
It is a heavy scent.
Sardines. There you go, Lucius, at number 2.
Somebody says sardines and Doritos or something like Cool Ranch Doritos on the Fantex. You a wild boy.
But number 1, don't eat on a plane, is the boiled eggs.
Yeah, well, Chuck, your dead ball is on right about that.
That's generating life.
That's going to be stinky.
We got 1 hour down, 4 to go. Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz joins you next right here on your home of the Cowboys as the trade deadline is heating up. We're back with him on the Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.